The glorious Quran has many blessings and many virtues. And this is the book in which has many cures for everything. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the best of cures is what? Al-Quran, is the Holy Quran. If you're going through any hardship, if you're ill, you're not feeling well, what to do is to recite the Quran. Why? Because the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala has told us, the best of cures is Al-Quran, the Quran. Imam Nasir al-Din al-Basti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he once became severely ill to the extent that he was in coma. And the people, his family members, the people of the village, they assumed that Imam Nasir, he is dead. So his close relatives, they gave him a ghusl, they shrouded him, they buried him. And then when Imam Nasir al-Basti, he gained consciousness, he realized he's in the grave, and he was astonished to find himself buried. And then in the state of alarm and anxiety, he remembered that whoever recites Surah Yasin 40 times, in the state of difficulty, Allah Almighty will remove that person's difficulty and turn his difficulty into ease. So this Imam started reciting Surah Yasin. As he reached the 39th recitation, a shroud thief began to dig open his grave with the intention of stealing his shroud. But Imam Nasir, he knew that he needs to stay quiet. He knew if he spoke loud, if he recited loud, that shroud thief would run away. So Imam Nasir al-Din started his 40th recitation and he did it quietly. And as he completed his 40th recital, the shroud thief completed his task. Imam Nasir al-Din rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he sat up, came out of his grave, and out of sheer fright, the shroud thief's heart failed and he passed away. Imam Nasir al-Din came to his village. He shouted, I am Imam Nasir al-Din. I am the individual who you buried alive. But I was not actually dead. And due to the recitation of the Holy Quran, due to the recitation of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me. Our dear viewers of Madin channel, look at the blessings of the Holy Quran. Look at the blessings of Surah Yasin. The individual who is going through difficulties, if he recites Surah Yasin 40 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn his difficulty into ease. So what do we need to do? We need to open the Quran. We need to start reciting the Quran. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, the second caliph of Islam, every morning he used to kiss the Quran. He used to say, this is the covenant of my Lord. This is the book of my Lord. Ask yourselves a question. When was the last time I opened the book? When was the last time I kissed the Holy Quran? So from today, make an intention that we will recite, even if it means one verse every day from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.